I'm Dr. Monique Giroux, and this is Age Celebrated, the go-to podcast and online community for older adults ready to live an authentic life with value and meaning. Together, let's follow the science, explore broader perspectives and topics that debunk aging myths and what it means to be well. Check in for expert information about health, lifestyle, and more importantly, a life philosophy for authentic living. So sit back and relax and get ready to expand your mind, challenge your curiosity and creativity, open your heart, and be inspired to live the life you want to live. I invite you to join us at agecelebrated.com for even more inspiration and challenge you to make every day count and change the narrative about age for yourself and others. So I'm a board-certified neurologist and integrative medicine specialist. My focus is on movement disorders, and I've spent decades taking care of people with chronic progressive neurologic conditions, especially neurodegenerative disorders. Most of the people that I cared for had conditions where we did not have an absolute cure, although we did have treatments. Their condition continued to progress over time. So what became very important to me is to support my patients in a way that they would continue to feel well and feel well regardless of the disease or condition that they have. In our culture, we tend to think of wellness as something that is the absence of disease or illness or symptoms. So if you have a particular condition or symptoms, you can't be well. And that indeed is not the case. You can be well with disease and even despite disease. It really takes the ability to change in what we think about what wellness is to us, what wellness means to us, our priorities as to what it means to be well. Really digging a little deeper and beyond the symptoms of the disease or the condition. And this is where a life philosophy needs to be the focus, first and foremost, before we talk about lifestyle. You know, as I look at so many websites and source of information about how to do well, feel well, and be well as we get old, it's often just a list of lifestyle changes, things we need to do, without really understanding the reasons why. And I think it's important to understand why we make such recommendations and how to prioritize those recommendations for ourselves. So that starts off with a lifestyle philosophy. Indeed, each individual is going to have a different definition of this lifestyle philosophy. It's what's important to them, brings meaning, brings value to their life, what passions they have. So start with a healthy lifestyle philosophy before moving into a lifestyle. We can go back to my observations in clinic related to people living with chronic, progressive, and often very disabling neurologic conditions that had a lot of physical difficulties and challenges because of these conditions. So I was always interested in those individuals that overall, despite this, would define their life as one in which they're living well. And the secret is they're changing their priorities about what wellness means to them, moving beyond the physical symptoms and other aspects of their life being more important. Maybe it's emotional well-being, their cognitive abilities, their social network, their spirituality, or general purpose in life. And these things do not have to be threatened with other medical conditions. And in fact, the other medical conditions, by resetting priorities, can actually enhance these other aspects of life. So this is where brain health comes in and why I think starting with brain health is so important. We tend to think about the health of our many organ systems, what we need to do for better heart health or GI health or liver health, for instance, or to reduce the risk of cancer. But your body does not have different set of rules for different organ systems. Yes, it's true that a specific disease may have a specific treatment or recommendation, but in general, it's the same set of lifestyle and life philosophy rules for all organ systems. So what is healthy for the brain is in general healthy for the rest of the body. We can start there. But a focus on brain health brings additional elements and is related to those priorities that are so important in life, especially as we get older. So brain health does encompass emotional well-being, does encompass cognitive function, cognitive abilities, socialization, spirituality, and what gives us a sense of meaning. It's this whole idea of neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is our brain's ability to change its activity in relation to or in response to our experiences and our activities. So the nerve cells in the brain and the nerve circuitry that those cells make up actually change physical, chemical, and then electrical characteristics based on our experiences. It's a way the brain is adapting to survival, making changes that make us stronger, more resilient, and healthier. So at Age Celebrated, we're going to focus on brain health, but also a holistic approach that really brings to the forefront emotional, psychological, cognitive, social, and spiritual well-being. We'll learn that things are not necessarily black and white or cut and dry, that there's often relationships to activities and responses. What we do in one area certainly reflects another, or the choices we make in one reflects another. So there's a lot of relational changes or impact that we need to be aware of. And this is why simple lists of the top 10 things you need to do to be well, the top 10 foods you need to eat to be well, just do not work when we want to individualize a wellness lifestyle, really a wellness philosophy for the individual. So once again, I'd like to welcome you to Age Celebrated. I'm happy that you're here and hope that you find true value in the information and resources that we put forth. And I also hope that you'll be an active member, one that participates in online conversations so that you can help shape the content and the direction of this site to one that makes sense and one that is important to you as a member, and also be there to inspire, encourage, and motivate other members. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to share, like, tell others about this new and what I believe is potentially important community. And I look forward to engaging with you over time.